Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I am Mark.
I am Nicola.
And this is my first time back for the new year. You guys had our first show, so I'll wish everyone a happy new year, even though I think I'm past the statute of limitations.
It's too late,
right?
It's been way too late. You haven't hosted this since last year. Since last year you haven't hosted this.
2016 is a brand new year with all sorts of stuff, specifically our conferences.
What conference?
Build 2016, which we had previously announced on the show, is going to be the end of March, beginning of April, March 30th through April 1st. Registration will open on
January 19th.
January 19th.
And this is something that people have been asking about. When is registration opening? When is it? Well, now you have it.
9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. You can check the rest of the times on the registration site.
Make sure you get your fingers ready for that mouse. People will be probably waiting in line to get clicked.
If you are not familiar, this event sells out very quickly. So if you'd like to get in there, your registration cost is $21.95. You should get in there. All of the information about like the logistics, space, travel, accommodations are all on the website. Go there and find it out.
Exactly. We don't have session details yet, but as soon as we get them, you can be able to see them as well.
They'll be good.
Yes. Anyway, one of the coolest things that happened besides announcing the registration for Build is we actually open source Chakra Core, which is the engine for JavaScript for Edge.
Yes.
Which is super cool.
And it is now actually out there. So we announced
it's
that we're
going
to do it. It is out there for all of you to go and see straight up on GitHub.
It's crazy. When you say we're going to open source something, it's like, yeah, you're going to open source it. Well, here you go. It's been a month and we open sourced it.
moving quickly through our things. That's great.
That's cool. I mean, if somebody wants to go take a look at the code and, I don't know, maybe want to run it on Linux, they can give it a shot. If they want to fix a bug, they can do that
now.
So this opens up the door for all kinds of cool things.
Not open, but free, is our new R analytics server for developers. So R is a language used in machine learning, big data querying, and is not a Microsoft specific language, but one we do a lot of support for on Azure. We have our own like Azure. We have Microsoft R Server on for Hadoop, for Teradata, for Linux. This is a developer version you can get through Visual Studio Dev Essentials, and it comes with all of the normal features, but like locally for you to run on doing testing and debugging.
It's cool. If you're a data scientist and if you're doing any kind of machine learning or any kind of statistical analysis. I mean, it's the tool. It's the tool to go. And if you've never done it, if you've never used it, if you want to get into that field, if you want to just learn how machine learning works and how we power it, it's a great way to do it because it's free and it's open.
Yep.
Actually, R is an open source language.
Right.
So go crazy. It's awesome. Anyway, talking about stuff that we released, we actually have a new preview of new insider preview for Windows 10, build 11,099. It's interesting about this build is that there's actually nothing new. From what Gabe is saying. Nothing noticeably new. The biggest thing that's important, though, is we keep upgrading and improving the one core, the core of the operating system that runs across everywhere, across mobile and desktop and everywhere. So we keep improving that so we can actually have more and more cool features that can be built on top of it.
Yeah, the nice thing is that we didn't just stop once we released Windows 10 with these with the insider previews. It was an excellent feature that we got a ton of feedback and made a lot of improvements throughout the preview period. We're continuing that, and we're continuing just making things better and getting more feedback from you guys. So please, if you have a spare machine you want to throw an insider preview on, jump onto 11.99.
Even though there's nothing new, you can still help us test it out. And
all that telemetry
sure that
is super useful for us.
Exactly, because this is the engineering system we're talking about, which is awesome.
All right. Know it, prove it, and sharpen your tech superpowers. So the Microsoft Virtual Academy, sister team over here to Channel 9, has a ton of tutorials and lessons that you can go through and get MVA certifications on several topics, is running a campaign called the Know It, Prove It Challenge in February. This year's a leap year, so it gives you 29 days to go through and earn tech rewards points, badges, and all sorts of stuff, and including learning all this stuff along the way.
That's kind of important, too. This is pretty cool. We did this last year, too, and we had a huge, huge interest from the community. Everybody, a lot of people joined. They did all the challenges. You can learn things from game development to making websites to doing things on Windows 10, to doing DevOps things.
Universal app platform to DevOps exactly. to IT actually spans across pretty much any discipline. And it's not just core app developers. It's across lots of different things.
And the cool thing is you don't have to follow it. You can just keep your own pace. It's like hour-long challenges. Do them whenever you can. And there's a leaderboard, too. So those points that you get on the internet are very important.
Internet points are important.
They're very important. Now, going back to the insider preview, now we've talked about Gabe
Ball, sure.
Yeah, he does all the blog posts and he's on Twitter like crazy and everyone tweeted him about, hey, what's this coming? But it's actually a bigger team than just Gabe. Everyone thinks it's just
Surprise.
Gabe and Terry and everybody. So there's a new blog post that actually talks about all the folks behind the Windows Insider program, who's in charge of what, who's writing the blog post, who's getting all the telemetry. So it's actually a really good way to meet the people that are behind this awesome program and to know who to complain to if you have any problems and if Gabe is not responding.
So who would I complain to if not Gabe?
Well, the first person here that they're talking about is Brandon. Brandon works a lot on the blog post and the information that is being collected and all the information that is, again, put out there for people to know what's new.
I was going to say, if you've been following as much, you've probably recognized a bunch of the names in there from seeing them. Everyone's pretty open about this. C#. Ever hear someone say the best way to learn a language is to go back to when it was made and then follow every improvement that's made along the way? Well, this is a nice little shot of the evolution of C# from 1.0 to 6. It's been a trip, 13 years or so.
Yeah, 2002 when we had 1.0. And the first feature was, believe it or not, managed code.
Right, yeah. Like as an entire thing that didn't exist prior to that, there was basically Visual Basic. And that's what we were offering. C# was brandy new back then. One of my first jobs was porting ASP code to C# and ASP.NET. And along the way, we've gotten generics to async, await, and everything in between.
And we just had 6.0 last year, too, dump 15, which had a whole lot of new features, too, which is pretty cool. So if you're interested, definitely check it out. Kunal has written a whole nice iconographic for everybody to just go through it and play around with it. Now, speaking about .NET and C#, there's actually a new ebook by Redgate that they've just released called 52 Tips and Tricks to Boost .NET Performance. So if you want to have good code and if you want to be a good citizen in the coding world, make sure you read through this. There's a lot of cool tips and tricks and how to improve performance and how to minimize database calls, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a quick read, so definitely go through it and just check it out.
Always optimize your code. Always take care of yourself, too.
I need this.
Yeah, like, it's terrible because every time you see this, you want to get into good posture. A programmer's guide to better posture. New year, a lot of people have resolutions about being healthy, eating right, going to the gym. You can start by trying to treat yourself right while you're sitting in your chair for long hours during the day. So Simple Programmer here has a programmer's guide to better posture. And just the image in there makes me painful, like the side-by-side of poor posture.
I'm the first person.
I do it all the time.
I do it all the time.
So definitely lead this because there are lots of things of years and years of programming we'll teach you. One of them is your back. That is not,
lower back. I just started having those problems. It's crazy.
So take care of yourself, read this guide, sit better.
There's just small things you can do to improve this too. Like it talks about how do you improve your setup, just where do you put the keyboard and the size of the height of your
getting
chair.
Getting everything, monitor, keyboard, mouse, desk, chair in the right spot is the simplest thing you can do to set up once and to help yourself for a long period of time. Whenever someone swaps chairs with me on accident or something, I immediately notice and I need to take it back.
Your setup is unique to you.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. EFF publishes book, Pawning Tomorrow.
Pawning Tomorrow. So the EFF, if you're not familiar with them, say
which I wasn't.
So are some other people on Instagram, Twitter, or so. They are a nonprofit organization that has been a champion for internet freedoms and rights for 25 years now.
The rebellion.
kind of a little bit. I wouldn't say everyone else is an evil empire.
but
the EFF. Has been doing good work for 25 years, and they've produced this book, which is they've curated a bunch of short fiction stories. Mm-hmm. So kind of interesting little approach to that. It raised a little awareness about
them. We don't talk much
them.
About fiction stories here on the show. It's kind of interesting to actually see that.
Yeah.
somebody in the field in our community is doing
well,
this.
Well, we published, or yeah, Microsoft published the like the sci-fi authors we partnered with a while ago. So yeah, fiction is a thing. Not everything is science.
It is a thing, yes. Anyway, stepping away a little bit from tech, coding, development, and stuff like that. So I'm a big fan of space and SpaceX. And they actually just released a new video of the launch of the Falcon 9. So Falcon 9, if you don't know, was there was a thing they did last month in December. Yeah. We actually took off and landed back to where it went through the orbit and went back. It was pretty cool. And now they released a new video where they actually show the process behind the scenes of how things were happening in the SpaceX building and people reacting to it, and had a bunch of different shots from the rocket from all angles. It's actually super cool.
There's nothing, not many things I find more exciting than watching people who've spent, like, some of them, this is their life work. Mm-hmm. You know, literally rocket scientists accomplishing something so difficult. You can see this is the pure joy in all their faces as this thing lands. And landing a rocket is not only going to like change the amount it costs us to go to space, but it's going to have a bunch of changes throughout all of space travel. So it's very exciting.
Exactly. It's a great milestone. Now, it's that time of the show. We have picks of the week, so I'm going to go with mine. My pick of the week is the UWP Tile Generator. Now, this is an add-on for Visual Studio that you can add for your UWP applications, where you can automatically generate your photos or your assets for your manifest. So if you don't want to go and generate your small tile, your wide tile, your store tile, your miniature tile, I don't know what kind of tiles they have.
Too many.
You can just right-click on an image, automatically generates all the tiles in the different resolutions and automatically centers the logo and everything. It's really super helpful. It saves maybe even an hour or so of your time.
Yeah, more importantly, it's one of those small steps that people get caught up on when before they're allowed to upload to the store.
Yeah.
These are all required. So great way to get something good and quick in there without having to become a graphic artist, a graphic pixel artist.
You spend all your time in Photoshop. Oh, is that right? Is that managing right now?
My pick of the week is that the New York Public Library announced that they want to let people know that almost a third of their collection is public domain. And so they have now published almost over 180,000 digital items in high resolution download, and all the data for them, and it's all free to get because it's public domain. So all these great works of art that have no copyright claims, free to use for whatever you like and available, tons of information that has been collected and curated throughout the years. So a lot of times you have an idea for an app and you're just kind of like, I wish I had some content to work on, or you want a programming tool. Boom, here's a huge repository of stuff for you.
We just want to write an app. We can just have people download this stuff on their device or mobile device and just read it on everywhere. Just
absolutely.
Do it. Now you have access to all kinds of content.
That's awesome. I've got a lot of reading to do now.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get 180,000 works of art?
I'll update you on my progress next week.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
Speaking of, we will see you next week. Thanks for watching,
guys.